What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow, this is wild, Lee. And look, I got to warn folks, our jobs reports are going to look a little whack for a while. Because we've never seen churn like this with illegal immigrants departing jobs and Americans taking them. And there's this incredible article in Biz Now about this in LA, Lee, and just the extent of the illegal economy that was being operated there. Because it seems like everything Democrats love, do, and celebrate is illegal. Here's what's going on. When federal immigration agents began raiding Home Depots and other businesses in the Los Angeles area, something strange happened. Foot traffic vanished overnight. Entire blocks shut down. Sales plummeted. And it wasn't because the customers were scared. It was because the workers were. Employees simply stopped showing up. Some owners had to shutter their doors. Fear gripped the heart of LA's commercial quarters. The real story? The fear didn't expose a broken immigration system. And exposed a network of law-breaking employers who rely on illegal labor to line their pockets with profits. This isn't a humanitarian crisis, it's a compliance crisis. They say ICE didn't sweep every business, far from it. They didn't arrest every illegal immigrant in sight. But a few high-profile operations caused a ripple effect that left the entire street deserted and businesses paralyzed. Why? Because too many businesses exploit illegal immigrants. The politicians knew it. The business owners knew it, and now so do the rest of us. When workers vanish at the first sign of immigration enforcement, it's not because they're nervous. It's because they're not eligible to work here in the first place. Let that sink in. California Democrats love to talk about being a sanctuary state and about welcoming illegal immigration. How about dignity, inclusion, and building back together? But the truth is they've enabled an entire economy built on illegal labor. Low wages, no benefits, no complaints allowed. And that's what keeps the wheels turning in industries like garment manufacturing, agriculture, food service, and construction. And when enforcement shows up, panic sets in. The left will tell you these are just hardworking people trying to earn a living, Lee. And in many cases, that's true. But that's not the point. The point is the same Democrat politicians and activists who scream about living wages and workers' rights turn a blind eye when businesses exploit illegal labor for dirt cheap pay, and I would add to get out of paying taxes.
Boy, there's hypocrisy right there.
Yes. Now think about it for a minute. You're illegally there. You get injured on the job. Good luck.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Next. And so we're talking about entire blocks just shut down. They can't run their businesses. Well, that's going to cause massive churn. I mean, you're going to see weirdness in job numbers. And where, you know, that's how we got 1.5 million non-Americans out of the workforce in this last Bureau of Labor Statistics report. That's over the last 4 months. And this number I keep coming back to, 383,000 American-born workers taking jobs. Last month.
Mm-hmm.
Last month. So we've got this weird churn going on. And you can see the signs of it everywhere. And especially just loving this article from just a few minutes ago that I had 16% plunge in remittance transfers to Mexico, according to the Bank of Mexico, in a single month. So that's the P that illegals make and then they send home to their families, yeah. Down 16%. That's every one of those dollars stays in this country and in American hands. And it circulates here. That is going to be a game changer over the next 2 to 3 years. And what happens when the deportation army's up and running? I mean, we already had 80,000 applications for 10,000 slots. They can't even fill them fast enough with all the people who've applied. Because people want to go to war. They want to fight for their country. They want to fight. They don't care if leftists come to your house and intimidate you. So this is all going exactly as it should. And you can tell what the plan is. Clean out the sanctuary cities, which is already happening. They're self-deporting. Then run the census. Run a clean census. We'll take back 32 seats because every one of them is ours. Now, did you see what just broke? Headline, President Trump immediately orders new census to not count illegal aliens. I have, this is a Truth Post from him this morning. I have instructed our Department of Commerce to immediately begin work on a new and highly accurate census based on modern day facts and figures. I love how he writes these. And importantly, using the results and information gained from the presidential election of 2024, people who are not in our country, I'm sorry, people who are in our country illegally will not be counted in the census. Exactly what you said, Lee. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Yeah, I love his tagline now.
Yeah.
Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Same 24-hour period, I should say, because it was yesterday, the list of sanctuary cities that are going to be targeted by the DOJ for breaking federal law comes out as they hire the army. It's a redistricting army, really. This is a redistricting fight. And Democrats cheated to the tune of 20 million. And now they want to scream bloody murder because we want to legally redistrict Texas? What about the 20 million you brought in the voter drive?
No.
So just sit back, get your popcorn, enjoy, because the Democrats are going to freak over this census.
There's going to be immediate blowback.
Oh, it's going to be massive. Yeah. They are going to freak out. And here's what they're going to say. They're going to tell this lie, that we want a census so that we can, so billionaires won't count the poor.
Yeah.
They'll call them the poor. They'll call them, they don't want to count poor Americans. They want to disenfranchise them. They're not Americans. They might get, maybe they could be someday.
They're in America, but they're not Americans.
Right. Yes. Now, you know, if they want to get the CPB1 app, take the $1,000 to self-deport, come back in the front door, okay, maybe be American one day.
Right, yes.
But otherwise, bye-bye. So there are going to be massive lawsuits. I cannot wait to play the montage of lies tomorrow from the media. And they're going to pretend like Trump isn't going to count Americans or isn't going to count Hispanic Americans or isn't going to count poor Americans. There'll be some version of it.
Well, it'll be racist, racist, racist.
Yeah. Racist, racist, racist.
Nazi,
racist.
Nazi,
Nazi. Nazi, racist. Racist, Nazi.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is just going, no, we're only going to count Americans. That's what we're going to do. So he just ordered the new census. Fantastic. My only question now is, as you could literally probably see the Democrat lawyers sprinting to the courthouse somewhere, like running, in through the front doors to try to stop this. The only question now is, what jurisdiction does it end up being litigated in, and how fast can we overcome the lawsuits?
Yeah.
And will this have to go before the Supreme Court? Look, we can do this. I looked it up after you said it because I thought we could only do it every 10 years, but you're right. No, we can do it more often. So he's well within his legal rights. It's going to be interesting to see how they try to stop it.
Yeah.
But here's a problem. It's a big problem. We've still got the supervisors who committed fraud inside the Census Bureau. And I would not send out a single questionnaire until I clean that place out. I mean, again, they were, according to the Inspector General's investigation, this was Associated Press, even admitted, mass fraud. Mm-hmm. 1,300 fraudulent census takers. Again, made up houses they didn't go to, made up results they didn't get. You don't want to be doing a census with Democrats running it because you're not going to like the results. They're not going to be real, in other words. So I hope Trump understands we got to clean that place out. I don't know if he knows. Maybe he doesn't know they cheated on the last census to a massive degree. Somebody needs to tell him, because I would not undertake this without cleaning that place out. But this is good. This is how you get those 32 seats back.
Yeah.
This is how you win the midterms. You get legitimate seats back. Because, again, if you're kind of new to all of this, what we did in the last census was we counted illegal immigrants who can't even vote, but we counted them for apportionment, which means the assignment of congressional districts. So if you're a sanctuary city, you're New York, you got a million illegals sitting there, you get extra Democrat congressional districts you wouldn't have had before. The illegals can't vote in them, but Democrats can vote in districts they shouldn't have right. because of them.
Yeah, that's the key.
Yeah.
Because it's the amount of people there that determines the, you know, the apportionment as you're talking about. And it doesn't matter if they vote or not. It gets you those seats which lean in that particular party's direction.
Again, seats Democrats shouldn't have
yes.
and could not win campaigning on what they believe.
Yeah.
Because Americans have rejected it. And they will reject and they will continue to reject it. But that just broke. And that's super exciting. That Trump put that out this morning. I have instructed the Department of Commerce to immediately begin work on a new and highly accurate census. So it all comes together. Everything, all these news stories are most days, one news story. And with the Democrats, again, fighting to hold on to what little they have left. And James Carville, I think, saying it all this morning, Democrat consultant.
You're going to have to do something in 2028 because it's slipping away from us by about a minute.
Yeah, it is. It's slipping away from them. Without fake districts, fake voter drives over the border, fake, massive census fraud, they can't win and they know it. So let the games begin. And you know what, Lee? No other Republican would fight like this.
No. And they've had the opportunity.
Yeah, they have.
The opportunity has been there, but nobody was willing to spend the political capital to do this.
And look what they tried to do to him.
Yes.
And you know what? That shows us who, by the way, the U.S. attorney that's going to be handling the Russiagate case down in Texas is a new Trump appointee. He's a former Republican judge, very right-wing guy, so fantastic there. If we don't get these Russiagate colluders, and we got to break the deep state down, I don't think many other people will be able to get to the presidency who are not part of the globalist movement. I mean, it's amazing that Trump is both alive and not in prison. They're going to do this to the next person. We have to break the back of the deep state or we won't be allowed to win again. So all of that is going on too. But folks, the momentum is on our side. For the first time in a long time, I feel it every day. I see it every day in headlines. Yes, there's going to be setbacks, things we don't like. Yes, these tariffs come with a tremendous amount of risk. Some point that cost might be passed on the American people, could hurt us economically. We'll see. But we're in the thick of it now. It's just beginning. And folks, it's going to get wild. It's going to get absolutely wild.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Senator Tim Scott has called for Democrat Representative Delia Ramirez, who says she's a proud Guatemalan before she's an American, to resign. Her exact words were, quote, "I'm a proud Guatemalan before I'm an American." Note, she doesn't say she's a proud American. Folks, if you know something about Democrat policies, they are all geared to do one thing, destroy America, destroy some facet of America, some part of America. They all end the same. That's not a coincidence. That's not a wow. They're just really misguided. And that's becoming more and more obvious. So when you're a person who says, I'm a proud Guatemalan before I'm an American, her mom was an illegal immigrant and gave birth to her here, so she's an anchor baby. These people are here to destroy the country. Now, by that, I don't mean all people who are here, who are born, who are immigrant born, but who are immigrant born or imported Democrats. They hate this country and they are here to destroy it. And she couldn't wait to run down to Mexico because that's where she said this in Spanish, figuring nobody would know what she said. It was a lot of conservatives who vote, a lot of conservatives who speak, I should say, Spanish. They think that nobody does, but they do. They know what you're saying. They can hear you. So anyway, yeah, good for Senator Tim Scott, who's making the rounds promoting his book, by the way. I was thrilled to see him stick his head up. I mean, he's almost always AWOL, and I was wondering where he is. And I was, oh, he's doing all these interviews. Oh, book deal. Okay, cool. It'd be nice if he was out there advocating for us this way the rest of the time. But, you know, hey, we'll take it for a week or two. Common Sense Retirement Planning at text line. Good morning, Tara. It looks like they're going to return all of the Confederate statues they tore down, trying to destroy our history. So that's good news. Oh, yes. So much great stuff that's being reversed. Do you see what Trump's doing? This is hilarious. Denied visas for men coming to the United States to compete against women. So you're not getting a visa to come here. You know what that's going to do? That's going to force the Olympic Committee's hand. Well, wait a minute. You mean men from around the world can't come here to beat up women in the boxing ring? Well, no, not legally. Watch what Trump is doing otherwise in California. He just took over the Olympic Committee. He is launching his own Olympic Committee. He says he's taking control of the 2028 Olympics. Now, normally you would have the governor of that state, that'd be Gavin Newsom, chair of that committee, or at least be on it. Trump won't let him anywhere near it. Trump is going to chair the committee himself. And he is threatening to, because it's in LA, he is threatening to deploy the National Guard and even the military if necessary to keep the peace. Why? Because this is a great protest opportunity. I mean, Democrats to show up, get violent, harass people, hurt people, throw things, trying to make a point. He knows how they do. Chinese will pay the bill for the whole thing. And then he says, no, we will have peace. You are not embarrassing this country. And at the same time, you're watching the other hand work the lever of saying, well, you know, you can qualify to come here for the Olympics to beat up a woman, but you're not getting in the country. Fabulous. You know what that means? Women are going to be free to compete against women in the Olympics on American soil. You know how insane that's going to drive the left? Ah, it's beautiful. So just some of the stuff going on and things we're seeing reversed. Texter writes, if she was a proud Guatemalan, she would be there and not here. So she is a big mouth liar. You know what's disgusting about her saying that? She was born here. She'd been here her whole life. Proud Guatemala. I'd love to know how many times she's been to Guatemala. She just knows she's a liberal and she hates America. That's all she knows. That's how she was raised. That's why her mother was brought here, to raise her exactly that way, to hate America and vote Democrat. But that's about to end. It's getting ready to end with everything we've laid out in the last hour. Texter writes, basically the illegals that don't self-deport, no, they will never be allowed to come back, and I hope they all leave. Illegal aliens made Americans poor and fat. Sorry, lazy contractors are as guilty and should go to prison. Yeah, I want to see more bosses go to prison. And you know what is making the difference here? We opened the hour talking about whole blocks in LA. The businesses are shut down because they were run entirely on illegal immigrant labor. You know what's super exciting about this? The reason that happens, remember Joe Biden in the beginning of his administration point blank said he was not doing immigration enforcement at businesses. So that was a green light. Hey, you better go hire illegals. Even if you didn't want to, you would have to because your competition was. Texter writes, tariffs are only leveling the economic playing field with the world economy. It makes companies in America competitive with companies that use practically slave labor to boost their profits. Even companies in America started using illegal aliens instead of actual Americans for profit. What has happened to patriotism in America? You said, well, you know what? That is a great text on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 800-905-0989. Yes, that's what happened. It's just a snowball of illegality. We wrote a tax system going all the way back to NAFTA, as Stephen Miller likes to explain, that incentivized folks to move their companies to foreign countries and then send products back in. Then we had to compete with slave labor. The only way to do that was to get rid of Americans and bring in illegal immigrants. And so it's a whole system that has to heal, and there's so many parts of it. And it's bad. Texter writes, good morning. You mentioned Tim Scott, but where are any Republican representatives supporting Trump? It's like the Democrats always are a group together, but we never see Republicans cheering on Trump. Well, they do when they're running for office. They pretend he's their best friend. Never mind that Trump asked them to please deputize state agents as federal agents back in February. And they were nowhere to be found. Something going on in every Republican state with every Republican governor except two, Indiana's now and Ron DeSantis. So,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Folks, forgive me. I got to hit this in every hour I do because I'm show prep for the rest of the nation. I just go first on this coast. Nobody is getting this Apple announcement, right? Nobody's understanding how big this is. To tell the story correctly, you have to go back to 2017 and what Donald Trump did in 2017 and understand this Apple announcement is as much about making sure there is no war with China over Taiwan as it is about bringing manufacturing back to the United States of America. A lot of folks on our side, including business reporting, are saying, Tim Cook said he's going to, you know, do stuff before, but he didn't do it. When did he say that, though? Well, he and Trump made their first joint announcement back during the first Trump administration. What were they planning? Well, to understand what happened, you've got to rewind back and focus on Taiwan. There's roughly four countries we get our chips from, and also our semiconductor chips. One of them is China, one South Korea. Some come from Germany, not much, and some from Japan. The high-tech ones made with our trade secrets, the most critical, 60% come out of Taiwan. Our trade secrets are in those factories. And that enrages Trump. And so back in 2017, he did something unorthodox that enraged all these war hawks who they just want to go to war with China. They don't care so that we can make money and their contractor donors can make money. They don't care about the details. Trump didn't want to go to war. Especially didn't want to go to war over Taiwan. Trump said to Taiwan, you know what? You stole our semiconductor chip business. You stole our chip business overall. We used to make chips here. And he said, why should I defend you? I'm not defending you. If China attacks you, I'm not defending you. And he let him stew for a few weeks. And he said, well, you know, I might defend you, but you're going to have to move the mainstay of your production here. And it's going to have to start with a factory. So Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company moved to Arizona. This is first Trump term. It was announced. It gets done. Even the New York Times admits that's a major coup for Trump. Headline, May 14, 2020. That's how long it took him to get here. TSMC is set to build a U.S. chip facility, a win for Trump. Why is that a win? The reason China wants Taiwan is not because it'd be really cool to take an island vacation. It's because the key manufacturing for chips is done there. So China would control 80% of the chips if it could take Taiwan. The whole world market, especially the ones with the tech China hasn't managed to steal yet. Inside the factories are kill switches for just that scenario. So if China knows, if it invades Taiwan and takes it, the kill switches that we have demanded the installation of to protect our tech would be operated. It'll destroy those factories. It would set us back years, giving them what? Upper hand in the market. All right, so destroyed factories are still a win for China. A mega win for China is they do the invasion fast before the kill switches can be operated and they get it all. They've got our tech and they've got the world's manufacturing capacity. See how this works? That's the only reason we go to war over Taiwan, is we don't care about some island. It's because of that. So Trump knew strategically, and again, this is our military tech. This is our semiconductors. This is our servers. This is our satellites. It's all of it. And it's just damn dumb that it's not in America. Trump knew that. So when Tim Cook, Apple, and Trump first made their announcement back in 2018, it was contingent on this, on this TSMC factory. And Trump said to Taiwan, look, Taiwan, we don't care. You can take your profits home. We don't care. Build your factory here. Employ Americans. It's a lot easier to defend that factory and all that tech in Arizona than it is in Taiwan, where we're going to have to bleed and die for no particular reason because we're just stupid. Taiwan said, uncle, you got us. We'll move. It just opened. The factory just opened. So it's been open a couple months. So when you see Tim Cook making the first $500 billion announcement, that was what, in February? He adds another $100 billion to it yesterday. Why did he do that? So what Trump has just done here is said to China, by the day, your reasons for invading Taiwan, pointless. Because it's a major risk for them to invade Taiwan. They'd probably win, but the cost would be incredible to them. Okay, what happens next? They make the announcement yesterday, but it goes way beyond what anybody thought, including me, thought was possible. Tim Cook announces he's going to make $19 billion of these chips here by the end of the year. And he announces a joint deal. Remember the Pentagon deal? They just pumped $400 million into the company PM, their rare earth minerals, to assure the Pentagon would have the supply. Yeah, well, we found out yesterday Apple pumped $500 million into the same company, PM, to control the rare earth minerals. Now, Apple is saying, we are going to buy all our rare earths in America. Whew. Hold on, I got a minute left. We're going to buy all our rare earths in America. And we're going to be the number one customer of TSMC, of the Arizona plant. We've already cut the deal. They're expanding, in fact, right now. And Apple says, we're going to put our entire supply chain in America. Why? They couldn't do it before. And what interrupted a lot of that was Chairman Ho, our first Chinese president, shutting down rare earth minerals mining. I mean, for 20 years, can't be reopened. We need legislation to fix that, but I don't know if we can get past stupid Republicans because they're just so stupid. But that's where we are right now. So this Apple announcement yesterday, total game changer, because the supply chain that Apple is building is a supply chain that could be used by all of our tech. It helps to prevent a war with China. Now watch what China's doing. All of a sudden, there's viruses all over the place. Yeah, we'll get into that in a sec. All of a sudden, there's viruses all over. Oh no, we got a new virus. Yeah, new virus always comes out whenever China's in economic trouble. What did China just threaten to do? Cut us off from rare earth minerals. What, in retaliation from this? What do we see earlier in this year? Apple was manufacturing in China where they were at risk of having all this tech stolen. And we thought they'd move the supply chain to India because no way you could do it here. And the whole time in the background, they're partnering with the Pentagon, everybody else. They're moving the supply chain here. They have all the pieces now for the first time. What are you watching Trump do in the last 6 months? He opens the first rare earth minerals mine in 70 years. We used to dominate rare earths. 70 years. 14 years ago, they applied for that permit. And the Democrats had it locked down. Trump declares an energy emergency. And under that opens the mine. What is on the campus of the mine? The first coal plant to open in 30 years. We're back in business, America. And so that announcement yesterday is a total game changer. Here's Tim Cook.
First, with today's announcements, I'm proud to say that Apple is leading the creation of an end-to-end silicon supply chain right here in America, from design to equipment to wafer production to fabrication to packaging.
No one saw that coming.
In Texas, we're working with manufacturers like Texas Instruments, Global Wafers America, and Applied Materials. We're working with Amkor in Arizona and Broadcom and Global Foundries in New York. Thanks to President Trump's vision, and with his help in his first term, we also led the way to bring TSMC to Arizona by committing to be their first and largest customer. Today, they're producing tens of millions of chips for Apple.
So when your friends say, oh, they didn't do it before, they couldn't. Chairman Ho was in their way. They have all, Joe Biden, they have all the things that they need now that we don't have a Chinese-owned and controlled president anymore. I thought this would take years, but he's getting it done. I don't know when the guy sleeps, but this is amazing. Well, this is going to be interesting. Okay, you know, last week, Ghislaine Maxwell sat down for a 9-hour interview with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, who's also one of Trump's personal attorneys. He used to be. He's not anymore. And she answered questions, ABC News reports. This was a pretty big bombshell yesterday, in regards to about 100 different people. They haven't released the transcript of that yet. And of course, Ghislaine Maxwell is Jeffrey Epstein's pimp. Not a person we can generally trust, but also a person who, if she were to level accusations against Trump, even if they were fake, would probably, unfortunately, have pretty big sway with the public. Well, Jeffrey Epstein's madame, Ghislaine Maxwell, reportedly told the Justice Department, according to ABC News, so it might be true, told Justice Department officials in recent interviews that she never saw President Trump doing anything concerning. And watch what just happened. She just got moved to a low security facility where she lives in more of a dorm. Before, she was in some pretty nasty federal housing. She was scheduled to testify before Congress. But all of the sudden, in light of this, we've just had a ton of subpoenas go out for Democrats, including Bill and Hillary regarding the Epstein matter, as well as several Democrat attorneys general. I have a feeling this is about to get very Epstein interesting.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.